T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mike Griffith, the Dog Nation, is a senior writer for UGA for DogNation.com and has been with us all year and joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford is Atlanta's Ford dealer. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Morning, guys.
Mike, you know, I'm going to ask you, because we've been talking about it all last week. As a matter of fact, some people got all up in their feelings. And I'm trying to set it up for you. It's not like we want to take Stetson Bennett's job. But do you feel that there needs to be an open quarterback competition this upcoming season?
I don't even think it's about Stetson Bennett so much as the style of offense that Kirby runs with Stetson Bennett. You know, I think people, if Stetson Bennett were to throw the ball 35 to 40 times a game and have the sort of success that JT did when they were running a high volume offense, I think people would be good. I think receivers would be happy. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be Stetson Bennett. We saw the same thing with Jake Fromm. I mean, Kirby didn't really turn Jake loose unless it was the SEC championship game and he needed passes. I think if you really want to drill down deep, I think the frustration is that if Kirby could get away with throwing 16 or 17 passes and win football games, he would. And you see that because they dialed down the offense in the second half when they're winning games, and they want to run clock and get out of the game when receivers want to be catching passes. So this is all kind of predictable. And, you know, before anybody gets amnesia, let's remember that Alabama cornerback Brandon Turnage was transferring to Georgia last summer, or last spring, until Georgia recruited over him with Darian Kendrick. So it's not like Georgia wasn't getting an Alabama player before. They were. They were going to get a cornerback, and they could have used Turnage, by the way, and he ended up at Tennessee. So this door is going to swing both ways. This isn't going to be the last time Alabama and Georgia trade players or anybody else in the SEC. If you look around, you know, you see a lot of talented guys. Justin Robinson, you know, he's down there now at Mississippi State, right? You see Jalen Kimber, he's down there at Florida. You know, there's going to be some attrition, and there needed to be some attrition. Georgia needed some guys to leave. As far as Jermaine Burton, you know, he fits the mold of the guys that are leaving, guys that have been injured. When guys get injured, they lose value. And that sounds cold-hearted, but it's true at every level of football. And Jermaine was a guy that had some injuries. If you watch the reps before the game, at times he wasn't even with the first team. He was absolutely one of the best receivers, and he's certainly dynamic. But when you're catching, you know, two or three passes a game and you want to play in the NFL, it's tough.
So you're saying that the decision for Stetson to come back was directly responsible for Jermaine leaving?
No, I didn't say that at all. I think the offense that Kirby ran last year in many games with Stetson is what led Jermaine Burton to probably leave and say, look, if we're not going to open this thing up, and if we're going to start throwing it, you know. Well, look, do this, guys. If you look at the Georgia receiving stats this year, you could add up the statistics of the top two wide receivers, Ladd McConkey and Jermaine Burton, and pretty much come up with Brock Bowers' numbers. Very comparable. So you throw to your tight end as much as you throw to your top two wide receivers combined in this style of offense. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is if you run this style of offense. So, you know, I'm not going to blame Stetson Bennett because Stetson's just doing what Stetson does. It's up to Kirby to decide which style of quarterback and which style of offense to run. And, of course, Stetson wants to come back. Where else was he going to go? He's not going to the NFL. He didn't have a Senior Bowl invite. I don't think he would transfer to another SEC school and start. I mean, do you? I could be wrong about that, but as I look around the league, a lot of these SEC schools have quarterbacks coming back or guys that they're comfortable with, but he fits what Kirby wants to do, or at least what Kirby wanted to do in 2021. So why wouldn't he come back? He wants to compete. He doesn't want to go out and you know, be in a Netflix documentary, or, you know, he doesn't necessarily want to, you know, go be in some players' rounds, whatever that Aaron Murray hustle is, where they're trying to get players to go in a room for money and fans pay money to get in a chat room with him. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to compete. So don't blame Stetson Bennett. He just wants to play football. And don't blame Jermaine Burton, because this isn't what he signed up for. He signed up for an offense that was, at the time, was going to get more explosive. That's what we were all told.
We're talking with Mike Griffith, the senior writer for DogNation.com. He covers UGA, and he's joining us on the WayForward.com hotline. I think there were a lot of people who looked at the transfer portal and thought JT Daniels and Jermaine Burton were a package deal, so much so that Lane Kiffin late last week reports where he was in Athens meeting with both of them. Were you surprised that Burton went to Alabama then? And what if you had to just kind of spitball here, where do you think JT Daniels will end up?
Well, one thing, I want to go back. I want to clean something up, because there's a lot of people that like to use trick numbers, right? Oh, well, you know, actually, Georgia had a lot of explosive. They had they only threw the ball so many times a game. So the explosive play ratio is misleading, all right? When you run play action, you're going to be able to hit a higher percentage of shot plays. The numbers to look at are the volume. There's only so many balls to go around. The total yardage, right? And the people that tried to compare Bryce Young to Stetson Bennett, I mean, come on, let's just take off the rose-colored glasses. If Bryce Young could have came out this year, he would have been one of the top two picks. He is a truly elite quarterback. He's an amazing talent. So let me just say that. And, you know, some of the numbers that people use, you can make numbers to argue for or against, but, you know, take off the rose-colored glasses. And if you know anything about football, you guys know what I'm talking about. I think if you're Lane Kiffin and there's two talented Georgia guys and you can meet with both of them while you're in town, you do it. I think Ole Miss is a program that would like – there's a lot of programs that would like JT. I mean, you know, he's an NFL, you know, arm. He's a guy that makes calls at the line of scrimmage. You know, he's a great leader. You know, he was one of the guys – I think there were 18 guys voted team captains. He was one of them, right? He was the guy that got all the throwing sessions together. He was the guy that Kirby said raised the bar in the quarterback room during the offseason. He was the guy that they brought to SEC media days. I thought he represented himself well. So why wouldn't you want him? You know, I suppose the one question everybody will have is his, you know, injury history. I don't think there's much he could have done about the ACL, a guy diving into his knee in the second quarter of his opening game of 2019. As for the upper body injury, that started, you know, he gets hit in a non-contact scrimmage. I don't think that's his fault. You know, if you ask me, I would have been more careful with the starting quarterback. I wouldn't have got him hit in a non-contact scrimmage. But that's what happened, freak injury, and then it lingered. You know, Flakjack versus Clemson, injured, sat out the second week, came back, probably the healthiest game with South Carolina, re-aggravated the injury against Vanderbilt, and wasn't healthy again until the Florida game. And by then, Georgia felt comfortable with the offense they were running with Stetson. So they rode that horse off. If you're another program, you look at that and you say, well, that's kind of what Georgia does. I don't think it hurts JT. I think that's Kirby's personality. You know, again, we saw that with a lot with Jake Fromm. You don't really throw the ball unless you have to. And that's a lot of defensive coaches feel that way. So I think JT could be headed for a lot of different schools. But it's going to be circumstantial. It's not like he just gets to pick, right? I mean, you can, but you've got to be smart about it. You don't want to go to some SEC school where you're going to get beat up and sacked, because this is a rough league, as we've seen. And you don't want to fall off the face of the earth and go to some program that, you know, you only hear about, you know, once every blue moon they might be on TV. So I shrink it down, and I look at Ole Miss as a serious candidate. You know, I look at maybe a Notre Dame as a serious candidate. You know, I don't know what's going to happen at Texas A&M or LSU. But here's the thing, guys. JT's got to graduate from UGA before he can go anywhere, because Kirby's not going to give him a release. Kirby didn't want him to leave, and Kirby's not going to release him from a scholarship. So what that means is he has to graduate this spring and leave as a graduate transfer. And that means that a lot of these other schools have to see things play out. Because taking a commitment from JT Daniels right now doesn't do them any good. All it does is mess up their quarterback room. So I think JT has to wait till after spring and see how things sort out at a few different places.
I guess my final question here, Mike, is regarding the soundbite that we started with. Given 24 starting quarterbacks so far have, you know, transferred, and that doesn't even count guys that lost their starting job, like JT Daniels and Spencer Rattler. Does college football, is Nick Saban right, does college football need to have a serious kind of come-to-Jesus moment here about, you know, rules governing the transfer portal and when you can't do it?
I don't know. You know, in the 1970s, a lot of people didn't like it when free agency started. So, you know, I know there's a lot of people that have enjoyed amateurism and college sports for a long time. But a lot of people said that's not fair to the players. If the coaches can leave, why can't the players leave? Now, what Nick Saban's saying is this. When coaches leave, there's buyouts involved. There are penalties. People got to pay a whole lot of money for those coaches to leave. So what Saban is saying is he would like to see some sort of legislation, you know, that involves the commitment that the player has to the school. For example, what's to stop a player from just quitting in the middle of the season saying, yeah, I've done enough. I'm going out pro anyway. I'm not going to play after the sixth game. We're 2-4, so I'm done. You know, he's still on scholarship. He's still covered by insurance, right? Now, I'm not – Nick Saban didn't say that particularly. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but – when he talks about an agreement of what the expectations are, those are, I think, some of the things that he's referencing. Players opting out of bowl games. Well, when does it become players opting out of November? When does it become players opting out of practice? Because, you know, and Kirk Herbstreit went off on this and said, you know, there was a time when, you know, some players loved the game more, and he came back and apologized for anybody whose feelings were hurt. But his point was well made. There was a time when there was a different, I think, and you're sitting next to a player who could probably comment on this, but I think when players felt a responsibility, you know, to play more for the guy next to him in the program. But at the end of the day, by the time they get in the NFL, they realize, wait a minute, this guy's going to cut me tomorrow. If anything's wrong with me, I'm supposed to be loyal on the front end, but where's the loyalty on the back end? And now that's what's trickled down into college, and it's become a what can you do for me world.
Yep. Yeah, well, you know, this is the good and bad and ugly of the whole concept of the transfer portal and NILs and this next generation of college player. All right, Mike, well, we'll look forward to headlines as we get towards spring practice and I guess the second signing day coming up here. I know it used to be National Signing Day, but whatever it amounts to now. Thanks, Mike. Do appreciate.
You're the man, Mike.
Appreciate it, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.